This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What kind of navigation system do we need to know God's will? Leroy's insights today come from 2 Chronicles chapters 13 through 16. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
For an extra $1,500 on certain cars, you will be able to buy a computerized navigation system. A TV screen in your car displays a map of your choice, and as you drive, a cursor moves across the screen. It all works because a receiver in your car picks up signals from a satellite 10,000 miles away. Amazing! And the engineers who designed it are at work on a voice option that would tell you, turn left here, hang a right at the next light, so you wouldn't even have to look at the map. Now, some people might say, wouldn't it be great if we had something like that in the Christian life? Then it would be so easy to know if we're on the right track, and what we're doing pleases God. But we already have something to guide us, the Word of God. One of the great keys to finding guidance from God is to dig into the Word in a consistent and systematic way. God does not reveal His inner thoughts to the casual reader. We must set our hearts to know God and His ways. It takes time, but the promise is, seek and you shall find. God says, you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Today's passage of Scripture introduces us to King Asa, a man who did just that. Asa's primary aim in life was to please God and do the things of which the Lord approved. In 2 Chronicles 15, verse 1, the prophet Azariah told Asa, the Lord is with you when you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. And Asa set his heart to know God and His ways. He spent the first years of his reign purifying the worship of God throughout the land. And when he was attacked by a neighboring king with a vast army, Asa turned to God in prayer, and the Lord delivered him. Now, is it possible for you and me to have that kind of relationship with God and that kind of guidance from Him? Of course it is. And it comes back to the heartbeat of Asa's life, total commitment to the Lord, and daily consistency in fellowship with Him. When we face difficult situations, if we try to use the Bible like the yellow pages, we'll be frustrated. But if we are studying the Word and walking with Christ in daily discipleship, then guidance will come as the natural outgrowth of our fellowship with the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. And please mention the call letters of this radio station. Tomorrow, a king who jumped into modern slang while walking into eternal greatness. Join us on Daily Discipleship.